Okay,
Hello,
guys.
David, are you there?
I am.
David's Mike.
Hey, Mike, good to hear from you. Right on the money. We had several guys join the conference so far. I talked to a few of them. The recording or the conference is now being recorded, but I'd like to wait at least another minute for some more folks to join us before we really dive into it.
Okay.
You had no problem getting in, and you know the star six to unmute yourself so that you can participate in the conference?
Yeah, I just did that, so I'm in, and I guess can everybody else hear me at this point? Are they muted too? I just
Everyone can hear you speak,
yeah.
You and myself, and then what the participants do is they mute their own lines because we do get a lot of background noise from phones, cell phones, whatever the guys are using. Sometimes they're not in the best spot as far as signal is concerned, and everyone will hear that background noise or buzzing like we had earlier today, even on this call. And so
Okay. Everybody
mutes their own line, and then if they want to interject or have some good thoughts or ideas to add to the conversation, they'll unmute their line.
Okay.
Add those
I certainly would invite anybody to unmute their line and ask a question at any time, because this has got to be the most difficult presentation I've had to do, because I've usually always seen my audience.
Uh-huh.
David, this is Alex.
Alex, yes.
I'm here, finally.
Great. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll go ahead and start with a brief introduction about you, Mike.
Okay.
Folks, this is Mike Moreau. He's the owner of Sable Industries. All of you know who they are, but I'll just say it again anyway. They're a company based out of Canada, which provides replacement handpiece parts and other related products, including things like all of the slow-speed motors, attachments, nose cones, contra angles, heads, high-speed handpieces. They have a line, a few of you have purchased their line of fiber optic light control sets. And then they actually also offer, although Mike can correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's just in Canada, vacuum systems.
And compressors.
And compressors. So they have a full line of items to offer to dental offices. And most, if not all, of those items are contained in that Sable, I'll call it a pocket catalog that I've sent to all of you and some of you many times who have distributed it to your doctors. Mike, how many years of experience do you have in the dental industry?
This is my anniversary, Dave. It's 25.
25. Okay, that's what I guessed on the email I sent out to everybody. It was roughly 25. So congratulations on whatever your 25th anniversary is. Okay, Mike, well, without further ado, Mike's going to talk to us and to you all about some various subjects, including how to best, provide finished good products for your customers, and increase sales to customer base that you already have your foot in the door of. Mike, you ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you, David, and hello to everybody. And I just want to say straight away that please unmute yourself. If there's a question at any point, please interrupt me. I try not to keep this as a lecture. And like I said earlier, it is a little difficult not seeing you, but so please interject at any time. And what I'll do is here, I'll give you a quick history of Sable Industries and what we do, why we do, why we have it, and basically how we sell. We've been in business for 15 years previous to, as David indicated, for about 10 years I was a sales rep up here. And one of the last lines that I had as an independent manufacturer's rep was Champion. So that really brought me, and I'm sure many of you still see those handpieces out there, and that's what brought me into the handpiece fold, because in Canada I distributed them through the dealers throughout Canada, and was faced in a market that was virtually at that time 80% Cavo. And what I learned was, A, that Champion handpieces weren't so great, and B, they broke down a lot, and that my service departments really weren't interested in fixing Cavo. They were interested in fixing Champion. They were interested in fixing Cavo, and they just couldn't get good parts to do that. And the OEM Cavo certainly wouldn't supply them bearings. So it started with me securing Barden as an exclusive distribution in North America. They were the only one willing to do that. Most of the other good bearing manufacturers were supplying handpiece manufacturers on an exclusive basis. So that's where we get started, and then we developed our turbine. One of the keys to what we did with our turbine was actually follow a published ISO guideline to how to build a turbine based on push force, pull force, quality of bearings, and that's really what led us into the complete line of handpiece replacement parts, focusing solely at that time on high speed. And when we went into the U.S. market, we knew we were only aiming at the Cavo market, that Cavo quality. There was others at the time, let's say Bienair, Sirona. Others were out there, but it still was dominated by Cavo. W&H was there too. And so we supplied, again, quality parts at a higher price, and it worked. From there, we introduced a line of slow-speed equipment to predominantly, at this time, it still remains more of a Canadian thing. It is available to you guys in the U.S. and gals. And then we developed high-speed handpieces. And we currently sell to six different high-speed handpieces. And two of them that you have your name on them, those are the same ones that we sell up here with our name on them. And they are also available with our name in the U.S. too. Those are the ones that fit on the Cavo coupler. We've always maintained in the last 15 years, we've never changed the usage of the Barden bearing. Barden bearings have been always an ABAC 9 running tolerance, and they remain to be proven to be the best bearing we can get our hands on. Our turbines still meet all the ISO standards, and those turbines are the ones that are going in the handpieces that you're getting from us today. And the same with any parts that we sell you, everything remains the same. We don't do anything less for any particular product line. So, again, I invite any questions. I know Dave wants me to concentrate on how we sell. We do sell. I know the high-speed handpiece market is certainly a very crowded market these days. It's been my experience selling parts, selling handpieces, slow-speed and high-speed, that the dentist looks at you as repair shops as the handpiece experts. And I know from dealing with the big companies like Patterson and Henry Schein, when you are perceived as a place to send their handpieces for repair, that sales rep or that company feels very threatened by you because they expect that they're going to now lose the handpiece business because of how the dentist, the hygienist, the assistant, that whole staff, how you've become part of an integral part of their staff, and that's fixing their most frequently used product, being the handpiece. So they look to you as the experts to recommend the high-speed handpiece. And something we see and what we do, the way we sell, we do sell our turbines. When we sell our turbines and our parts to a dealer, that's the first place that we go and train on handpieces. We go and train the service staff, and literally the guys that are out there calling on the dentist, because it is people like yourselves that the dentist are going to trust actually before the sales rep. We all know that the sales reps, he's motivated to sell. They perceive somebody that like yourself, like a dentist choice or any service person, that they're motivated to repair and repair well, and that's how they make their money, not necessarily selling. But therefore they look to you as the person to recommend what they should buy when that handpiece finally can't be repaired any further. And it's the same thing with the hygienist. It's been my experience when standing in a dental office or standing at trade shows, and the hygienist, we ask the hygienist or we'll ask the assistants, what kind of handpieces do you use in your practice, whether it be high speed and slow or slow speed? And most often, the hygienist doesn't even know what brand of product they have. All they know is that they like it, or in many cases, they don't like it because they often don't get to choose. I know the methodology that's coming at, or the the way they try to get information or they try to buy product often is by literally showing you the piece that is broken or the piece like it that has gone missing, and they say, please get me one of these. And that's where you can really fill a role for and take it away from the dealers. Take it away from the other dealers that are selling hand pieces. Or in today, you know, take it away from the internet and the eBay sellers. So, and we have that product, and you have, you know, and beyond what we have available, I'm sure you have most products available to you. And it does give you the opportunity to go beyond the repair person and to being the handpiece supplier. They're not even still not looking at you as a salesperson. They're just looking at you as a supplier that's the expert in that category. And we have a lot of independent dealers, more so up here and a bunch in the States, that they really do. They do well selling hand pieces because they repair well, and it's, you know, I'd like to think that that if they're spending a little bit of extra money to get our parts, get our turbines, and therefore they've become comfortable with the fact that if we sell them a hand piece, the dealer a hand piece, the repair shop a hand piece, that they can go confidently put that in the dentist's hands or in our slow speed in the hygienist's hands, and they're going to get what they paid for. They're going to get a good quality product at a fair price. And is there any questions? We see the same effect. Dave mentioned that we sell pumps and compressors. They're like a handpiece. They're critical to a dental practice. We do the same thing. When we go to a Henry Schein or a Patterson, we train the service people first, because I know for a fact we've documented proof that it's the service guys, in the case of this utility room equipment, that the dentist is going to ask for recommendations. And I know that better than half the time it's the service people that are selling that product. And that's the same reason that you, as handpiece service people, certainly should be selling handpieces and should have lots of confidence doing it, because your customers certainly have confidence in you.
Now, what would you recommend these guys use as a method to sell these items to their current customers, Mike?
Well, I think because of the personal nature, I've done internet searches recently, Google searches on handpiece repair, handpiece sales, whatever. You know, of course, lots comes up, but actually, a lot doesn't come up. I'm actually surprised how few companies actually list themselves on the internet. And I still believe it's still the dental business is so small in the grand scheme of things. It's still very much a personable, hands-on business that you have to go in and show them a piece of literature, and you know, and you know, even you know, having to quote price and say, you know, we have this handpiece, you know, and it's something that head office recommends and we're familiar with it, but literally leaving literature behind is the way to go, because I think you're seeing that too, whether it be the Henry Schein rep that's walking in there, or the Patterson rep, or the guy from ABC Dental, he or she's leaving literature behind at the front desk. And I think, you know, and I think you probably have more time and get more audience with the assistants and or the hygienists, and it's the same thing. I truly believe, while they might be maintaining them and lubing them and sterilizing them, they're probably not paying attention to what brand of product they have. So if you spend time with the support staff and let them know that you have the product and leave them our catalogs or whatever catalogs or literature that you've received, it's just unfortunately, it's a constant reminder. We in sales are constantly repeating ourselves.
Right.
So that's I still see that as the best methodology. We're also supporting you if you're selling a Sable branded products. Our ads are in Dental Products Report, Dentistry Today. So when you open your mouth and say Sable, they're going to probably say, "Yeah, I've heard of that," which is important.
Hey,
so
hey,
we're trying to make brand identification to the market too.
Mike, this is Steve Everhart. Can you hear me?
Yes, Steve, I can.
Hey, I want to thank you profusely for being on our program today, and I've really been looking forward to it, and I want to thank you for the years and years of support and service that you've given the corporate office and our franchise owners. So I want to thank you, buddy.
Oh, you're welcome, Steve. I appreciate it.
I want to throw you a curveball. Is that okay?
Sure.
You know, nobody knows this business any better than you, the business of selling stuff to dentists. You've been doing it for 25 years. You know how they behave, and they behave similarly in the United States as they do in Canada, correct?
Yep, yep, just an extra layer of clothing up here.
Yeah, and I want to pick your brain a little bit for the guys and the gals.
Sure.
And let's assume that you know, you sold Sable, you're under a non-compete, and then all of a sudden you woke up one day and said, you know, I want to be a Dentist Choice franchise owner, and I'm going to sell dental handpiece repair business to dentists in Canada and all sorts of different places. And that's all I do. I'm singularly focused. How would you go about doing it? What would you do?
What would I do? I would go, well, obviously, we all have to make the calls, right? We got to make the calls. We got to walk through the door. I know just from my own experience, and because I'm constantly selling to the dealers, but I know how to, that we got to get the attention. I got to get the attention of the dealer. I got to get the attention of the Dentist Choice. I got to get the attention, and through them, through the attention of the dentist. If I was going to go to the dentist, I know I got to walk through the door, just like everybody else does. And I got to have a leg up in terms of what I'm offering, I guess, versus my competition. If I'm going into handpiece repair, I'm going to tell them I'm going to use the very best turbine, I'm going to use the very best bearings, and I'm going to fix it so I'm not back here in 3 months and doing a warranty repair, which costs everybody money, including the dentist. And I'm going to make myself known as that expert in that very narrow field, because the competition, and I think your biggest competition is the full-service dealers, they're trying to be an expert in everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to get that dental office at everything. And I think you guys have, you know, done a great job of, you know, creating that little niche, which is a very important niche, because there is nothing that a dentist or a hygienist can do without a handpiece. There's no procedure that they can start or finish without it.
Yeah, Dave, I wish there was a magic wand other than just walking in a dental office, but I guess that's really what it's all about, and we've been promoting for years and years and years. So that's truly what it's about. And I know that you deal primarily through, you do some retail, but primarily through the wholesalers like us, correct?
Yeah, well, actually, Steve, we don't do any retail. Our products are only available through authorized dealers, so you'll never compete with us.
Okay. Okay. Do you see some common denominators in those wholesalers that you know, represent the top 20% of your revenue source? Are there some common denominators they use when they're in dental offices selling them the stuff?
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, I look right to who's the best rep. The top reps, and it's always, you know, the cream rise to the top. The top 20% are doing 80% of the business.
Yeah.
And they're working at the hardest, and they have the strongest relationships with their offices. And that's why they're it's not necessarily selling on price, it's just selling on trust. Because the dentist, if his handpiece is down, or his compressor is down, or his x-ray is down, or something's down, he or she is automatically losing money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it costs them. And so it's about, again, developing that relationship with them, being a trusted source of, in your case, repairs, and beyond that, you know, supplies of those particular instruments. And I think what the advantage that your group has as individuals is they can respond far quicker than a full service dealer. And literally, the, you know, having, can you can imagine what it would go through for Henry Schein to get a part to, you know, I know they have branches right around the country, but it takes them a day to process an order. It takes them another day to get it out the door, and then it takes another day to ship it. So
yeah.
your biggest advantage, again, seeing them as your biggest competitors, they do have the lion's share of selling, providing product, and doing repair, the meeting all full service dealers together, and you just got to take your little piece from them. And I think
we've been blessed with the electric hand pieces and our ability to repair those, you know, so when they first came on the scene here, I don't know how many years ago, Dave, it was, but we were afraid of them because we didn't know how to repair them. We couldn't,
right.
We couldn't open them up. We couldn't get inside them until we did some reverse engineering with Tim. And now it's just a huge, a huge blessing that we do that. Do you see any of the sort of technological breakthroughs in our business lifetime, Mike, that might impact that air-driven handpiece as we know it today?
No, I don't. I really think the air-driven is here to stay forever and ever. And I can just lean on a little bit of experience that I have with the universities in the dental schools and even including hygiene schools. We supply most of the Canadian hygiene with virtually all our slow speed. And so therefore we're propagating because the handpieces actually get sold to the students and they take them out into the field. But I know what's happening at the dental schools. And for example, one of the biggest dental schools in the East Coast, they ordered 400 high-speed handpieces and 3 electrics.
Wow.
So they went, and then I was talking to the head of clinics there, because we were quoting on the business, and they said, well, we just want to have the electric to show them that. But they still learn basic dentistry cut to cut with an air-driven handpiece. And then in talking to the dentists that I know and some that are friends and whatever, they like the electric handpiece, but the tactile feel that they get back from the air-driven handpiece means everything to them, because dentistry really ultimately is all about the tactile feel, everything they do. And I don't see any real changes to that, because it's still being propagated by all the dental schools. They all teach with air-driven products.
You can imagine every candidate in the world to the dentist choice asks me that same question. I always answer the same thing. No, I don't see anything. And it sounds a little suspicious, but every pundit that we've talked to agrees that this thing is like the railroad. It's been around a long time. It's going to be around a long time.
Yeah, I agree, Steve, and I'm glad to hear that. It's, you know, and I talk to the same pundits, and I still have to formulate an opinion, but I'm biased, right?
Yeah.
I'm not selling electric.
Yeah, I it's interesting that 400, you know, and only 3 were electric, because what we're hearing is that it is growing in popularity in the European countries as much as 15% in some regions, but here not so much. I don't even know what it is, but it can't be 1%, can it, Mike? Market share? I wouldn't think.
I would say it might be about that.
Yeah.
Because it's also been my experience that with the dentists that who have bought electric, they like it. First of all, when you sell them electric, the even if you sell it through a distributor, they expect the manufacturer there and go teach the dentist how to use it, because he's never used one. And if he's over 30, he's never used one.
Yeah.
And then they got to reteach them, and then what the biggest dealer complaint is with electric is that every single one of them fails within the warranty period, and then the product has to be, you know, usually it's a contra-angle, the speed increaser contra-angle gear assembly failing, and then that is they're not paying for the product, but they still have the logistics and the cost overhead associated with handling the warranty. And then, and then talking to the dentist, when they start paying for these things out of warranty, they lose interest. I've been in dental offices and found the electric handpiece stuffed in the bottom drawer. It's just not being used anymore.
Interesting.
But they all say the same thing. Oh yeah, or the guy that does like it. I know a few. Even in this town, I know one where they have one in every unit, 8 ops, and what they're only using it for gross reduction, or they're using it for cutting, you know, cutting different materials, and they always use the air driven for everything else. So yeah, it's here to stay. I can't see it any other way, despite being biased.
Well, thanks, Mike. Again, I appreciate you joining us this morning. I'm going to defer to others, Dave.
Okay, sounds great.
All right, thank you, Steve. Nice talking to you.
Okay, well, many of you out there have obviously listened to us for the last 25-30 minutes. Have you formulated any questions? If so, please hit *6 on your phone and ask away.
Hi, Dave. This is Don.
Hi, Don. What question do you have for us?
We were talking about having stuff, paperwork, catalogs and so forth to take out in the field. How do we get these these advertisements?
Well, you have easy access to them because I have a stock of them here. Some people call me up and ask for a couple, and some people ask for a dozen or more. So I'd be happy to send you as many as you'd like, Don. I have the Sable catalogs in stock here.
Okay, and do those have the prices on them, my price, retail price?
I do. Well, it's not in the catalog, but I have a price sheet that comes along with it for your review. It has your costs and suggested retail, but it wouldn't be a sheet that you handed to the doctor because obviously it has your wholesale cost
on that sheet. Hand the doctor. So if the doctor's interested in, say, one particular style of handpiece, I would have to give them the entire catalog?
You could either give it to them or, you know, just present it to them and have them make a selection and then take it with you. Either way is fine.
Okay, thank you.
And Don, just so you know, if you go to the SableIndustriesInc.com website, we have something right on our homepage called Downloads. And if you click on that, every one of our brochures is there.
Oh, okay.
So you can pick them off, print them, or email them out. We make them readily available. That's only the Sable ones.
Great.
And I'll follow up this conference call with an email to all of you with that link as well to his